This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Israel have reiterated zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. During the conversation, both leaders identified shared priorities to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership, guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual trust, and a forward-looking vision. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The real gross domestic product GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, economic expert Deep Shikha Sikarwar highlighted that the strong GDP performance reflects sustained domestic demand, improved capital expenditure, and resilience in key sectors of the economy.
Significant here in GDP numbers is that India's growth story remains very resilient. The number of measures that were taken to support consumption, the income tax cut in the last budget, then GST reform, that has sort of driven the entire consumption story, and that is making India stand out globally amid so much of global turmoil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that country's reform express continues to gain momentum. Responding to the GDP numbers, Mr. Modi said that this is powered by the NDA government's comprehensive investment push and demand-led policies. The U.S. military today seized the Russian-flagged oil tanker Marinera, linked to Venezuelan oil in the North Atlantic. The vessel, previously named Bella One, was intercepted for alleged violation of U.S. sanctions in the international waters to the northwest of Scotland. The U.S. European Command said the action was taken by the U.S. Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security in coordination with the military. Russia had deployed a submarine and other vessels to escort the tanker across the Atlantic, according to media reports. In a related development, U.S. forces have also seized another Venezuelan-linked tanker in the Caribbean. U.S. Southern Command said that it has apprehended a stateless, sanctioned Dark Fleet motor tanker. United Kingdom has said that its armed forces provided pre-planned operational support, including basing, to U.S. military in interdicting the Bella One oil tanker between the UK and Iceland. In a statement, UK's Ministry of Defence said that they provided enabling support to the United States at their request. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that France is among India's oldest strategic partners, and as two nations committed to multipolarity, working together is important for stabilizing the global politics at this stage. In his opening remarks during meeting with Foreign Minister of France Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris, Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship. He noted that the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of considerable global uncertainty, and it is natural that strategic partners consult very closely. In under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 233 runs in the third and final youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willowmore Park in Benoni. With this win, India inflicted a 3-0 whitewash on hosts. Chasing a target of 394 runs set by India, South Africa were all out for 160 in 35 overs this evening. The visitors scored 393 for 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.